You are now listening to the All Gas and No Brakes Radio Show on Indy's Giant 90.9 from Indianapolis, the city of motorsports.
Good morning, race fans, and welcome back to the All Gas and No Brakes Radio Show. I'm your host, Leighton Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly. Joining me in the studio is Hank Williams Jr., long-lost relative Jeremiah Penrod. How are you doing, sir?
I woke up late, and I got here early.
Yep. So you woke up at 6:30, and you arrived here at 6:45.
Yep.
Pretty incredible, Mr. Penrod. Pretty incredible. It's a little chilly outside, y'all. It's currently 7:36 a.m. here in Indianapolis, Indiana. Currently 33 degrees, with the high today only being 38 degrees.
That's good.
Yeah, and it's going to be a very windy day as well, so everybody prepare for that. But this isn't the Weather Channel. Let's dive into some racing news. We have a lot to talk about today, we're going to really have to get to work. You're talking about this news, but we have some really big news involving Shane Van Gisbergen. As it was announced that he will be driving full-time in the NASCAR Xfinity Series for Colleague Racing. Jeremiah, what are your thoughts on Shane Van Gisbergen racing full-time the NASCAR Xfinity Series? I mean, he won the inaugural Chicago Street Course race. You know, he does rally car racing in Australia. Now he's focusing his efforts into racing full-time in NASCAR. What are your thoughts, buddy?
I mean, he's been doing a lot of stuff, and he's got a lot of promise. So it'll be cool to watch him do what he does. So,
yeah, Shane Van Gisbergen is set to complete full-time the NASCAR Xfinity Series in 2024. In addition, with 7 NASCAR Cup Series races in 2024. Wow. I'm very excited. I am very, very excited for what holds for Shane Van Gisbergen. He'll be driving the number 97 Chevy Camaro for Colleague Racing. And also, he'll be bringing a sponsorship with him with WeatherTech. So not only is Colleague Racing getting a very promising driver with lots of experience in rally car racing, I get that, you know, he won the inaugural Chicago Street Course race, and I get that. I get, you know, he did very well in the NASCAR Cup Series driving the next-gen car, but, you know, he's going to be racing with the big boys. I mean, you look at the NASCAR Xfinity Series, that is the second most competitive series in NASCAR. It's the lower series before you get to the big series, the NASCAR Cup Series. So he's going to be going against some very tough competitors in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and they're not going to cut him any breaks whatsoever. I mean, going to have to go up against 2023 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion Cole Custer. Junior Motorsports, they have a lineup with Justin Allgaier. Sammy Smith joining the team. He had a very impressive rookie season in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Sam Mayer made it to the Championship Four. And last season to race for a championship in the NASCAR Xfinity Series at Phoenix. I'm trying to list. You still have Brandon Jones a part of that team at Junior Motorsports. He didn't have the year that he was hoping for. It was kind of a down year for him. But I think things will turn in the right direction for Brandon Jones next season. We'll see how competitive he is in that 9 car next season. So you have a lot of young talent mixed in with some veteran talent with Justin Allgaier and Brandon Jones. He's going to have some competition, not only from, you know, rivals on the track. We'll talk about more of his rivals when we get later into the show, because we have a lot to talk about today, but now his teammates as well. I think Colleague Racing has one of the most underrated teams this season when it comes to their driver lineup. We'll start off, you know, Josh Williams, you know, he's grinded. You know, he's had to fight to for his rides and be able to race in the NASCAR Xfinity Series and get to the track week in and week out. So, you know, Josh Williams has a lot to prove with this opportunity that Colleague Racing is giving him. So he has a chip on his shoulder. So he's not going to hold anything back against Shane Van Gisbergen. And probably Shane Van Gisbergen's toughest opponent on his team, his toughest teammate, is A.J. Allmendinger, the Dinger. That's why, I mean, he's raced almost everything, people. I mean, IMSA cars, Indy cars, NASCARs. He's done it all. He really has. Multiple NASCAR Xfinity Series wins. He has the most road course wins in NASCAR. And he has a lot of NASCAR Xfinity Series experience, a lot of NASCAR Cup Series experience. He's won three NASCAR Cup Series races at the highest level. So I'm really excited for this Colleague group. I think it's going to be a great group. I mean, you're bringing A.J. Allmendinger back in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Jeremiah and I talked about what our thoughts on that are. We wish that A.J. Allmendinger is racing in the NASCAR Cup Series, but at least he's staying with Colleague, and he's going to be competing for a NASCAR Xfinity Series championship. Mm-hmm. So all I have to say, people, watch out for this Colleague Racing team. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, they're not only going to be competing on the track, but I guarantee they're going to be competing with one another pretty good, healthy
pace. Yeah, it's not going to be, you know, A.J. Allmendinger, you know, running away with this team and winning race after race. I'm expecting Josh Williams to be competitive. I'm expecting Shane Van Gisbergen to be competitive. I mean, Gisbergen's going to be racing ovals. He's used to racing, you know, rally cars out in Australia, road courses. No, he's going oval racing, people. Something new. This is something very new for Shane Van Gisbergen, but I'm pumped. I'm very pumped. Jeremiah?
Yeah, I expect there to be a little bit like a learning gap.
Yeah, there is going to be a learning curve. I agree.
Just a little bit.
So maybe at the you looked at Cole Custer this season. He was competitive, but there was a learning curve for him at the beginning of the 2023 season.
I give him about five to ten races.
That's kind of what happened with Cole Custer. I mean, you gave him
five to ten races before he gets top ten.
I think he'll be expecting to be really competitive and competing for wins come springtime.
Oh yeah,
come springtime. That's kind of when Cole Custer, you know, once he won his first race of the season in 2023 at Portland, I mean, everything took off for him. He was very competitive. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's going to be a learning curve, you know, adjusting to racing in a NASCAR Xfinity Series car rather than a NASCAR Cup Series car. Totally different cars. But I'm excited, man. I really am excited for this group. I think they're going to be, you know, one of those teams to really watch out for this season. And, you know, look out Joe Gibbs Racing. Look out Stuart Haas Racing. Look out Junior Motorsports, because Colleague Racing, I think, has a team this season with their three drivers to win a NASCAR Xfinity Series championship.
Yeah, plus it's gonna be really cool watching all these guys work together, both as a team, learning how to do all of this stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Just becoming probably what's looking to be a ridiculously good and formidable team.
Yeah, I think, you know, you look at A.J. Allmendinger, he brings a lot to the table. Coming back in the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
Has been doing literally everything.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that not just us, Jeremiah, but a lot of NASCAR fans believe that A.J. Allmendinger should be racing in the NASCAR Cup Series.
I have no doubts about that one.
Yeah, so.
Because, like, he's literally done everything. He has proven himself to be very good.
And the thing is, at least he's staying with Colleague Racing, and Colleague Racing loves him. Matt Colleague loves him. Chris Rice loves him. I mean, that whole team loves him. He loves him. Like, it's a great relationship between driver and team, and I love it. I'm glad that AJ is just staying with a team that he can call his family, and he deserves to be racing the NASCAR Cup Series. But you look what Shan Van Gisbergen brings to the table for this team. A lot of experience in rally car racing. So you're bringing AJ Allmendinger back to colleague racing in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, but you also bring Shan Van Gisbergen. Both drivers have tons of experience on road courses. So their road course program is going to be absolutely outstanding.
It's not even going to be a question who wins.
Because, literally every road course race that the NASCAR Xfinity Series goes to or the NASCAR Cup Series goes to, AJ Allmendinger is a threat every single race.
No question.
Every race. And that's going to help Josh Williams just elevate his game as well on the road courses. So I'm really excited. And, you know, AJ Allmendinger is going to give, you know, advice to Shan Van Gisbergen, Josh Williams to do the same on ovals because they've raced ovals. They've raced a ton of ovals in the past years. Shan Van Gisbergen has not raced a single oval in NASCAR competition until this year when he's racing at Lucas Oil Raceway in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. But this is totally different competition, totally different cars. One's a truck, one's a car. So,
yeah.
More about the sponsorship with WeatherTech. Not only is WeatherTech sponsoring colleague racing with Shan Van Gisbergen, but will also be sponsoring Zane Smith for the Daytona 500 in the number 71 Chevy Camaro for Spire Motorsports. And then we'll be sponsoring four Shan Van Gisbergen's Cup races, Circuit of the Americas, Charlotte Motor Speedway, Watkins Glen, and then the fall Talladega race. Yeah, Shan Van Gisbergen is going to be racing the Coca-Cola 600, people. The longest race on the NASCAR Cup Series calendar. So he's going to be racing, you know, a variety of road courses. And then he's going to take his talents to Jeremiah's favorite track on the NASCAR calendar, Talladega. I'm excited, man. I'm truly excited. I'm just saying, Shan Van Gisbergen.
It's a really good track if you have a song named after it.
Hey. Preach, brother.
Not even just one song. There's also a movie.
There is a movie. Yeah, Talladega Nights. Yeah, there is a movie.
With Will Ferrell. A movie.
And John C. Reilly. Great
and
movie.
And John C. Reilly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some more news involving Shan Van Gisbergen. Not only is he going to be racing full-time in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, but he's going to make his NASCAR Arca Menard Series debut at Daytona International Speedway for the season opener for the Arca Menard Series. I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to this. I'm pumped. This is great. Gisbergen's getting the experiences he needs before this NASCAR Xfinity Series race at Daytona. He's going to be racing the Arca
Series. Starting him on the big one.
Yeah. It's going to be very exciting. Very exciting. And this was posted by ArcaRacing.com. This was something that was said. The first objective for Van Gisbergen in 2024 is figuring out the draft at Daytona prior to Xfinity debut. ARCA's annual pre-race Daytona practice in January will be Van Gisbergen's first time at Daytona International Speedway, surrounded by series regulars looking to make history as an ARCA Daytona winner. So just some information from this article. There has not been any information released based on what Gisbergen's car is going to be looking like for the ARCA race, number, team, and sponsor, but will be announced in the coming weeks. This was on ArcaRacing.com, so it was published by Brandon White. So if y'all want to take a quick read at that, y'all go right ahead and read it. But we're going to move on. Stuart Haas Racing has signed Noah Gregson to replace Eric Almirola in 2024, driving the number 10 Ford Mustang. This was a multi-year signing for Stuart Haas Racing. Jeremiah, what are your thoughts?
Well, I don't really know too much on this one, but any new sign-ons are always going to be interesting to watch, simply because you don't really know. If you don't know much of anything on this, it's really nice to watch to see how people adapt to newer environments always.
Yeah.
So this is going to be interesting, is what I'm going to say for myself.
Yeah, Noah Gregson, I mean, there's a lot on his shoulders here. He definitely has a chip on his shoulder after last season being kicked out of his ride at Legacy Motor Club, which we're not going to go into the details of why he was kicked out of his ride. But, you know, he didn't even finish his rookie season in the NASCAR Cup Series. Very young driver. He spent a lot of time developing in the NASCAR Xfinity Series with Junior Motorsports. I mean, last season, so 2023 season. I mean, the equipment he was racing with Legacy Motor Club was not great. Team was not performing very well. Not only him, but Eric Jones was performing well. You take it back to 2022. I mean, Noah Gregson was a threat and a championship favorite to win the NASCAR Xfinity Series championship. But, I mean, this Stewart Haas Racing lineup is very interesting because you have Chase Briscoe and Ryan Preece, who are the most experienced on that team. Briscoe has been there since 2020. I'm trying to think, I believe it is 2021. Yeah, 2021. So to 2023, that's 2 years now for Chase Briscoe, or 3 years. 3 years?
Almost four.
Almost 4 years of him being at Stewart Haas Racing. And then you look at Ryan Preece, it was his first year with Stewart Haas Racing last season, but he's raced in the NASCAR Cup Series before. So Chase Briscoe, only 4 years at Stewart Haas Racing, is now the most experienced driver on that team with Kevin Harvick's retirement. And then you're adding Josh Berry, who in his 30s will be a rookie for the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series season, racing for Stewart Haas Racing, pairing him up with Rodney Childress, and now you have Noah Gregson. So a very, very young and inexperienced driver lineup for Stewart Haas Racing when it comes to Josh Berry and Noah Gregson. But I'm excited to see what happens for Stewart Haas Racing. I'm a big Tony Stewart fan, and I'm looking, hopefully. Last season was a very down season for Stewart Haas Racing. They did not win a single race last season. I'm expecting them to win some races this season. It might be a little bit of a learning curve for Josh Berry and Noah Gregson, but Chase Briscoe and Ryan Preece are definitely going to have to step up this season with Stewart Haas Racing and kind of lead this team in the right direction, you know, also mentoring Josh Berry and Noah Gregson as they get acclimated to this car.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to watch him go from like, oh hey, I'm the rookie, I don't know anything, to oh crap, okay, now I have to teach the rookie that doesn't know anything.
Yeah, because you know Kevin Harvick he retired at the age of 47 years old. People, I mean, he was with Stewart Haas Racing for a very, very long time, brought a lot to that team, a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience, a lot of leadership that Chase Briscoe and Ryan Preece could, you know, bounce back and forth off of Kevin Harvick with, you know, certain, you know, questions they had about the car, track, setup, all the things. So Chase Briscoe, I'm expecting him to take that leap this season and be a championship favorite, at least win a few races. But I think he is my dark horse pick to win the NASCAR Cup Series Championship this coming season is Chase Briscoe. I'm very excited for the future with Stewart Haas Racing and what is to behold for them. So, moving on, more Noah Gregson news. Noah Gregson will work with veteran crew chief Drew Blickensurfer, who returns for his third season with the number 10 Mustang team for Stewart Haas Racing. Stewart Haas Racing indicated that sponsorship partner announcements for Gregson, the number 10 group, would be made at a later date. This article is on NASCAR.com. You can go check it out there, written by Zach Albert. This is some big news that I'd like to touch on. This is huge news for Joe Gibbs Racing in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Their lineup, wow. That's all I have to say is wow for their NASCAR Xfinity Series lineup this season. So Joe Gibbs Racing unveiled its NASCAR Xfinity Series driver lineup for the 2024 season last Wednesday, with two full-time drivers and six part-time drivers completing the roster. Sheldon Creed and Chandler Smith will race full-time for the team. Sheldon Creed will drive the number 18 Toyota, while Chandler Smith will drive the number 81 Toyota Supra, both drivers driving Supras, making the first time the number has raced for Joe Gibbs Racing is the number 81 since 2021 at Road America. Hopefully I don't butcher this name.
Sam McCauley.
Yeah, Sam McCauley will serve as crew chief for Sheldon Creed, and Jeff Mintering will be the crew chief of Chandler Smith, the number 81 Toyota Supra. This is really, really, really interesting. So the part-time drivers for Joe Gibbs Racing NASCAR Xfinity Series, you're bringing in John Hunter Nemechek, who made it to the championship four in the NASCAR Xfinity Series last season, was a threat to win the NASCAR Xfinity Series championship all season long. I believe he won 7 or 8 races. It was insane. Too many to count. But joining him, Eric Almirola, who retired from the NASCAR Cup Series with Stuart Haas Racing, he's returning to a familiar face with Coach Joe Gibbs. He is going back to the team where it all started for him, Joe Gibbs Racing.
Nice.
I know. And there's an article that was posted on NASCAR.com that I was reading into it that Eric Almirola would like to retire from NASCAR Racing with Joe Gibbs Racing, team where it all started, and it's going to be the team where he puts the helmet up and the fire suit up at the end of the day when he retires.
Kind of like remembering your roots. Sort of.
Yeah. It's going back to where it all began. So they'll be driving the number 20 Toyota Supra, Ryan Truex, Taylor Gray, William Sawalge, very, very young and up-and-comer, NASCAR ARCA Menards Series. I believe he won the East Championship, and very young, talented driver. And Joe Graff Jr. will race in the number 19 Toyota Supra. And, yeah, they've got themselves a lineup, Joe Gibbs Racing does, with young drivers and veteran drivers. And now, with the alliance with Toyota and Legacy Motor Club, John Hunter Nemechek's, that's kind of like the reason why he's going to be racing with Joe Gibbs Racing in the NASCAR Xfinity Series part-time this season, while he also drives full-time in the NASCAR Cup Series for Legacy Motor Club with that alliance with Toyota. Here's some more news about this whole driver lineup for 2024 with Joe Gibbs Racing in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Sheldon Creed transitions from Richard Childress Racing, where the 26-year-old spent each of the last two Xfinity seasons as the driver of the number 2 Chevrolet. Creed concluded the 2023 campaign with 7 top 5s and 15 top 10s, go along with a 7th place finish in the driver standings. The 2020 Craftsman Truck Series champion takes over Sammy Smith, which I mentioned earlier, who will join Junior Motorsports next season. Honestly, I'm just really excited to be here. Joe Gibbs Racing has been extremely good in both Xfinity and Cup, not just the last couple years, but, you know, for a long time, Sheldon Creed said. Excited to be here and excited to get rolling with my guys. This is some news on Chandler Smith. Chandler Smith competed with Colleague Racing during the 2023 season as pilot of the number 16 Chevy Camaro, where he won one win last season, his first win ever in the NASCAR Xfinity Series at Richmond Raceway, 8 top 5s and 13 top 10s and a 9th place finish in the NASCAR Xfinity Series season. The 2023 campaign was the 21-year-old's first full-time season in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. The move acts as a homecoming for sorts for Smith, who was a part of Toyota's Racing Development TD2 program from 2018 to 2022. Toyota, all the executives, everybody at TRD and Toyota, they were my family. They picked me up when I was 14 years old and gave me opportunities that I wouldn't have been able to have done without them. Smith said, So to be able to come back and be with people that believe in me and put me in the best equipment to go win championships and trophies under their banner, that's who I want to go to bat for every single weekend. I love that. I love that quote there. I really do. The part-time side of the roster, Dishley sees a shakeup after announcing in October that he would not return to Stewart Haas Racing in 2024. Eric Almirola will run a part-time schedule in the number 20 with John Hunter Nemechek, who will make the jump to Cup and drive the number 42 full-time for Legacy Motor Club. Nemechek will race 10 Xfinity races, according to a JGR press release. So, for a part-time driver in the NASCAR Xfinity Series with John Hunter Nemechek racing full-time the NASCAR Cup Series for Legacy Motor Club, the number 42 Toyota Camry, that's it. That's interesting right there. Ten Xfinity Series races, part-time. That's a lot of Xfinity Series races for going part-time.
Yeah.
Going to get a lot of experience there. John Hunter Nemechek finished fourth in the driver's standings and compiled 7 wins, 17 top 5 finishes, and 24 top 10s, and 104 Xfinity starts. And then Eric Almirola has 4 victories in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, with his most recent coming in June at Sonoma Raceway this year. This is more on the whole driver lineup. Ryan Truex and Joe Graff Jr. will turn as part-time drivers for the number 19. Joining the duo will be Taylor Gray and William Sawalich, who both saw action with Tricon Garage, which is a NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series team, in 2023. 17-year-old Sawalich additionally raced with Joe Gibbs Racing in the ARCA Menard Series last year, claiming the E-Series championship. Look at me. Look at my knowledge. Look at my knowledge. Per a Joe Gibbs Racing press release, Sawalich will make his Xfinity Series debut at Homestead Miami Speedway following his 18th birthday on October 3rd, and initially get starts at Martinsville Speedway and Phoenix Raceway to close the season. So William Sawalich will not be racing in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, folks, till later in the season, kind of close to wrapping up the NASCAR Xfinity Series season when he turns 18. So Joe Gibbs,
bro's just a little bit younger than me and already doing a lot better.
Oh yeah, it's you're gonna be amazed with the more news I have later into the show. But yeah, 17 years old, and when he turns 18, he's gonna be racing in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. But yeah, it's unbelievable. I got you, buddy. I got it. You are listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, the All Gas and No Brakes Radio Show. It's currently 8:03 a.m. on Monday, December 18th. Your hosts, Jeremiah Penrod and Landon Nelson here. And yeah, this is exciting. This is looking really exciting and intriguing. And Joe Gibbs Racing has themselves a stacked lineup in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. But folks, I think we're going to take a 30-second break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some IndyCar news involving Stingray Robb. Very interesting news we have to discuss here, and some more NASCAR news after this 30-second break. We'll be right back, folks.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the All Gas and No Brakes Radio Show. I'm your host, Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly, joined by Jeremiah Penrod. And let's get into some Stingray Robb news and some more IndyCar news here, folks. We haven't had a little bit of IndyCar news in a while, but this is very interesting. Stingray Robb will join AJ Foyt Racing for the 2024 IndyCar season. And this is just a very, very interesting story involving Benjamin Peterson as well. But I'm going to go into this quote that was said by Stingray Robb. This article is off of US.motorsport.com, authored by Joey Barnes. I'm truly honored to pilot the number 41 AJ Foyt Racing Chevrolet for the 2024 season, said Stingray Robb, who currently lives in Indianapolis. This is a dream come true to be driving for the legendary AJ Foyt and his team under the leadership of Larry Foyt, which is the president of AJ Foyt Racing. It provides an opportunity for me to implement past lessons and carry momentum forward in my sophomore season as we enter a very competitive field of teams and drivers, building together upon our successes. I am excited for the season ahead. To my family of partners and supporters, thank you for being a part of this journey. We'll continue to work hard and grow into what God has called us to be.
Right on, buddy.
Yeah, so that's what Stingray Robb had to say. Last season, Stingray Robb drove for Dale Coyne Racing with Rick Ware Racing, and his best career finish was 12th at the season finale at Laguna Seca. Prior to IndyCar, Stingray Robb came through development ranks that included capture of the 2020 title in USF Pro 2000, then Indy Pro 2000 with 7 wins, 5 poles, 11 podiums, and 4 track records through 17 races. He went on to finish runner-up for the Indy Next Championship in 2022, earning 1 win, 8 podiums, and 2 poles in 14 races. So this is very interesting. So AJ Foyt Racing has 2 shops, one in Texas and one in Indianapolis. And Stingray Robb's car is going to be based out of the Indianapolis shops. So it's very interesting that, you know, you have one car in Texas, which is Santino Ferrucci's 14 Chevrolet for AJ Foyt Racing, and one car in Indianapolis. I don't really understand that, but
I suppose they're don't put all of your eggs in one basket.
I guess, but I as a race team, and if I was the owner, I'd like both my cars in the same shop.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's kind of interesting news there involving Stingray Robb. This is what Michael Cannon had to say. He is the he is the head engineer of Stingray Robb, I'm pretty sure. That's where their engineering department is in Indianapolis. So I'm just going to get into this, what Michael Cannon had to say. I'm looking forward to working with Stingray Robb. That is what Larry Foyt, team president of AJ Foyt Racing, had to say. I'm looking forward to working with Stingray. I have to admit, his name caught my eye when he was in junior formula, so I watched his rise through IndyCar's ladder system, where he did really well. I believe he is a great addition to our program and will showcase everything he learned in his rookie campaign in the NTT IndyCar Series. And this is what Peter Rossi had to say, Robb's manager at One Motorsports Marketing and Management Incorporated. I've been working with Stingray since 2017, shortly after he graduated from go-karts to race cars. His impressive karting resume inspired me to want to work with him. At 16, he was equally impressive in his maturity, discipline, and desire to race at a high level. On his way to IndyCar, Stingray won at each level and worked harder than those around him. It's been a privilege to watch his growth and be a part of his success. As Stingray enters his sophomore year in IndyCar, where the racing and competition is fierce, I'm very confident Stingray will continue to hone his skills and impress. I'm looking forward to a great season ahead. So this was very interesting. So Stingray Robb is supposedly replacing Benjamin Peterson at AJ Foyt Racing next season. But this statement that was released by Benjamin Peterson, possibly could there be a third car at AJ Foyt Racing? Could there possibly, could Foyt, Larry Foyt, could that whole race team be making a third car for Benjamin Peterson? I don't believe so, but this is what Benjamin Peterson's statement on social media had to say about Stingray Robb joining AJ Foyt Racing. It's awesome to see that Stingray is joining us here at AJ Foyt Racing, and I'd like to send a very big welcome. He'll be a great addition to our team. Looking forward to on-track testing soon.
He is using the we and us.
Yeah. So.
And our. So.
I don't know what that's all about. If maybe there is a third car that just has not been released yet out to the public with AJ Foyt Racing, but
maybe a part-time
Something like that. Maybe just like a third entry for select few races for AJ Foyt Racing. But Benjamin Peterson finished last at a full-time competition in the NTT IndyCar Series last season. This is rookie campaign. He finished 27th. Stingray Rob didn't do much better, finishing 23rd. So, I mean, Stingray Rob had a better rookie campaign than Benjamin Peterson, but, I mean, if you do the math here, 147 minus 129 points, I mean, he didn't do any better. I mean, he finished, three standings ahead, but 18 points better. But, I mean, Stingray Rob does bring a lot of sponsorship with him to AJ Foyt Racing. Benjamin Peterson also brought sponsorship with him. So, I don't know. Very, very intriguing news involving the AJ Foyt Racing Group with Stingray Rob, Benjamin Peterson, and this mysterious third car that AJ Foyt Racing is going to make for Benjamin Peterson. I'm not sure what that all entails for us, but we'll just have to wait and see. So possibly third car at AJ Foyt Racing. But in my opinion,
possibly. Not, this is just speculation.
This is just based on the statement that Benjamin Peterson.
What's it called? Conspiracy theory stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
it's possible. Maybe. Anything's possible. So,
like Bigfoot. Bigfoot's possible.
But, yeah, that's very interesting there. Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting news. Moving on to some NASCAR news, shall we? Lane Riggs to run full-time in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series with Front Row Motorsports, replacing Zane Smith. He was the 2022 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series champion, and he'll be racing at Spire Motorsports in the NASCAR Cup Series. But Lane Riggs, related to Scott Riggs, who competed in the NASCAR Cup Series, he won 4 NASCAR Xfinity Series races and 5 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series races, and competed in NASCAR between 2004 and 2013. So, but this isn't, when you think of, how like that kind of like stereotype, because you have a last name, you're going to be, because you're mm-hmm. going to be great. Like, you're going to be a great driver, because of the last name. Like, for example, Michael Schumacher, Mick Schumacher, kind of that narrative a little bit. But Lane Riggs can drive, people. He really can drive, and he deserves this ride. So Lane Riggs in 2020, is he 21 years old? I can't tell if this is 20. Yeah, 21 years old. Lane Riggs made his NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series debut in 2022, finishing 7th in his very first race. He competed 5 more times in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series since then, finishing as high as 3rd place in the race at Lucas Oil Raceway this year. So he can drive. He also made his NASCAR Xfinity Series debut in 2023, running 3 races with Colleague Racing and finishing a race high of 10th at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Right on.
So he can drive, people. Lane Riggs also has competed in his career several seasons in the Cars Late Model Tour, where he has 6 victories, and he's gonna be racing some very competitive equipment in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series with Front Row Motorsports. As Zane Smith won 6 races with Front Row Motorsports, as well as the 2022 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Championship. And this is what Lane Riggs had to say. I'm really thankful for this opportunity to compete full-time in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series with one of the best teams in the sport, said Riggs, in a release from the team. I've dedicated my life for an opportunity like this. I'm incredibly appreciative of Bob Jenkins and everyone at Front Row Motorsports for providing me the opportunity to take my next step in my racing career. Yeah. So congratulations to Lane Riggs and Front Row Motorsports for getting that deal done. I hope he has a very competitive season in 2024, the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, and with Front Row Motorsports. So keep an eye on Lane Riggs next season, people, and see how competitive that 38 group is this coming season. More news about Grant Enfinger. He'll be joining CR7 Motorsports for the 2024 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series season. Enfinger will drive the number 9 Chevy Silverado as part of a multi-year deal. I believe this says Jeff, is it Stankwicks? I believe it says Jeff Stankwicks, I'm pretty sure, will be the crew chief. I believe I'm pronouncing that right. I believe it's Stankwicks?
Stankovics?
Yeah, something like that. But anyways, Jeff Stankwicks will be the crew chief of the number 9 team. CR7 Motorsports will also have an alliance with MHR Racing, who was very competitive last season with Christian Eckes and Jake Garcia. Christian Eckes won multiple races last season and almost made it to the championship four to race for a championship at Phoenix Raceway. He ended up winning the season finale for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race season at Phoenix. So very, very interesting there. Jeff Stankiewicz, he's very experienced crew chief. They've won 6 races together, him and Enfinger, in the ARCA Menards Series, and a championship together in 2015, the ARCA Menards Series. They also won a Craftsman Truck Series race at Talladega in 2016. I remember that. That was Grant Enfinger's first win in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. So, hey, props to CR7 Motorsports for getting this deal done, bringing a very experienced driver with Grant Enfinger, who has won 10 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series races, and he's raced full-time in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series for 8 seasons. And last season, Grant Enfinger scored 3 wins, 13 top 10 finishes, and 9 top 5s in 2023. And he made it to the championship 4 to end his career at GMS Racing, as GMS Racing will no longer be a team after 2023. When the opportunity came along, I knew that Grant was the perfect choice, said team owner Cody Rohrbaugh, in a statement. With our efforts to elevate our racing program in 2023, I am confident in what Grant will bring to the team. So, this is what Grant Enfinger also had to say about this move. I feel like we have all the right pieces in place. With Chevrolet's help and support, we were able to put this together and have the resources it takes to truly win races and contend for championships. I'm expecting growing pains, but also foresee performance from the beginning. So, props to Grant Enfinger. This is more information involving Jeff Stankiewicz, his crew chief, who he's had success in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series with a variety of drivers. He won 2 races with Kyle Larson and then Grant Enfinger in 2016 at Talladega. He won 8 races and a championship in 2 seasons with Sheldon Creed. So he has championship winning experience. He knows how to get it done. Stankiewicz moves to CR7 Motorsports after spending 2023 in Xfinity with Creed at Richard Childress Racing. Michael Shelton, who won the Trucks Championship in 2012 with James Buescher, has been named general manager of CR7 Motorsports after working as a crew chief for the team last season. So, a lot of experienced people at CR7 Motorsports involving general manager Michael Shelton and crew chief Jeff Stankiewicz. So, CR7 Motorsports, you know, kicking it up a notch with driver, crew chief, and ownership. More news. We're going to dive into some Formula One news here, folks. Sauber has decided to unveil its new team name as title sponsor Alfa Romeo has left the team after the 2023 season. The team will be called This is what it's going to be called. Sauber will be rebranded as Steak F1 Team Kick Sauber for the 2024 Formula One season. And this will continue to be their title sponsor until 2026, as they will rebrand as Audi. So Audi is for sure coming to Formula One in 2026. So
maybe they'll get a new, very interesting chassis.
Yeah, they're gonna get some new. I mean, I'm definitely expecting if it is
maybe some actual good updates.
I'm expecting if it is a German manufactured, you know, car brand, that they're gonna switch to a German manufactured engine, which is Mercedes, which I'm expecting that, unless they decide to come right out the gate with developing their own engine, Audi. But that is a very hard task to put on a team when you know this is their first year, that'd be really interesting, and it's their first year in Formula. That's a tough task for anyone, but yeah.
They'll probably do like 1 or 2 years with Mercedes, study the engine as best as they can.
And then they make their own.
And then make it better.
But also with, you know, Audi, you know, becoming the next title sponsor for Sauber, is the driver lineup going to be the same with Valtteri Bottas and Guanyu Zhou? Is it going to be the same? I'm going to say here that in 2026, there will be a German driver racing for Audi.
There's probably no question about that.
Yeah, that because I mean it's a, I mean German car brand, German team. Of course, they're going to want a German driver, at least one, in the seat of one of their Formula One cars.
I would be surprised if they didn't have it at least one,
because there's two seats. At least one of them is going to be a German driver. Not sure who. Maybe return a Mick Schumacher? Could Sebastian Vettel come back to race full-time in Formula One with Audi? We just don't know yet. Because I would definitely keep Valtteri Bottas as part of that team. Multiple race wins with Mercedes. Had success there. Had success at Williams. Podiums. Pole positions. There's a ton of podiums.
Oh, yeah.
Very skilled and veteran driver. And you have to keep him. So if I'd expect any driver to leave Sauber, it's going to be Guanyu Zhou. The last bit of racing news is Thor Sport Racing, NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series team, has finalized its lineup for the 2024 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series season.
Yay.
Ben Rhodes will be returning to the number 99 Ford F-150. Two-time champion in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Folks, if you have not seen highlights of the final race and championship deciding race at Phoenix Raceway for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, go on YouTube right now and watch the highlights of that race. That race was insane. There's no better word to describe it other than insane, incredible, suspenseful. Anything can happen. Like it was like a demolition derby. So
a lot of N words.
Yeah.
IN words.
Yeah. But yeah, that
was gonna specify that one. IN words.
Yeah, yeah.
IN prefix words.
Yeah, so that was very, very, very interesting there. But yeah, he'll be returning to number 99 Ford F-150. The rest of the lineup will have three-time NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series champion, Matt Crafton, number 88 Ford F-150, sponsored by Menards. Ty Majeski will be back in the number 98 Ford F-150. And Jake Garcia will be taking over for Haley Deegan in the number 13 Ford F-150, as Haley Deegan will be racing in the NASCAR Xfinity Series next season. Jeremy, I want to bring up Jake Garcia here. And 18 years old, Mr. Garcia is. Born March 3rd, 2005. Only 1 year older than us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane. He's not even 21. Like,
already gets to drive trucks around like a madman and then gets paid for it.
Yeah, at 18 years old. 18. And races full-time in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. So he just finished high school like a year ago, or he's completing online classes right now for high school, just depending on how that all works. And he's going to be completing college courses. Like, that's insane. 18 years old. 18 years old. You know, here's some stats on Jake Garcia. As it was his last season was his first full-time season in NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, driving for MHR Racing. He finished 13th in the driver's standings, 534 points. He earned 3 top 5 finishes, 9 top 10s, and had an average finish of 14th and only had 1 DNF last season. What are your thoughts on Jake Garcia joining Thor Sport Racing?
I think he's still got a lot to learn, but he has
the statistics,
a really good record.
Yeah, the statistics for last season are pretty good for a driver competing
for the first
time in NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
As a first-time driver, yeah. He has some ridiculously good stats.
Average finish for 14th, I think that's pretty good.
With only one, and
he's only 18 years old. He is exactly. Only 18. Only 18, people.
He's got 9 top 10s.
3 top 5s. He finished 13th in the driver's standings. I mean, he had a pretty good year for...
And with only 22 races...
And he only had 1 DNF.
21 being completed.
Yeah, for a rookie driver.
That's really good.
And he also brings sponsorship with... I believe it's Napa Auto Parts. I believe he brings sponsorship with them. But I really think that Thor Sport Racing has a very, very talented full-time driver lineup for the 2024 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Yeah. I mean...
He's going to do some pretty good stuff.
I think he has a lot of drivers to learn from with that experienced team. I mean, Matt Kratzen's been racing in NASCAR for a very, very long time. 3-time NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series champion. A lot of success in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. You also have 2-time. He's still very young. Ben Rhodes isn't even 30 years old, people.
Yeah.
And he's already won 2 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series championships. And you have Ty Majeski, who's also not even 30 years old, he made it to the round of 8 in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series championship standings. And... you know, he still made it very far in the playoffs, but in the season before that, he made it to the championship 4 at Phoenix Raceway to race for a championship.
I guess what we're saying is he still has a good deal of time with the teammates that he has, and they're going to be able to teach him a lot of stuff that he does not already know.
He has a lot to learn from. He has a lot to learn from. He's, you know, he can ask questions of these guys. I mean, there is no better situation and scenario for Jake Garcia to be in than being at Thor Sport Racing.
It's going
to
play out really well.
If he gives all of his effort, grinds, listens, learns, puts in the work, I'm expecting Jake Garcia to capture his first NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series win next season.
Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last season, Thor Sport Racing had a down year. I mean, you only had, I believe, Ty Majeski and Ben Rhodes only won one race apiece. I think Majeski might have won 2. But, I mean, last season was a down year, and still Ben Rhodes ends up winning the championship. So, it's pretty incredible. So... yeah, I'm excited for what the future holds for Thor Sport Racing and Jake Garcia.
It'll be really cool to watch.
Yeah,
it'll be really
cool. And how he develops over the season, because he has a lot of talented and experienced drivers to give advice, help him along the way, you know, lead him into success in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. So, and that's going to wrap up today's episode, people. I want to thank everyone for listening to the All Gas and No Brakes Radio Show. I'd like to thank Mr. Penrod here for always, you know, being a great co-host, always helping me out on this radio show. And,
hey,
you know,
just, my pleasure.
And just being here with me. So thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, how about we cue that outro? How about that? How about that? That outro made by Big Slammer. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, if you miss a live episode of the All Gas and No Brakes Radio, that's okay because you can go to audioboom.com, search up All Gas and No Brakes, or WBDG to listen to an episode that you may have missed. All Gas and No Brakes Radio Show is on every Monday from 7:45 to 8:30 a.m. here on Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety. For Jeremiah Penner, for Garrett Brooklyn, I'm your host, Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Big Nelly out!